This call may be recorded. Hello. Press 1 to accept.
Hello.
Hey, Mommy.
Hi.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You have a good day?
Yes.
Any cake?
What?
Did you get any cake?
My mom got cupcakes. But I got one of those cookie cakes from Publix and ate it instead of the cookie cake.
Cool. I listened to that call, but I'm still thinking about it.
From Sunday? Yeah. Why is that?
Why am I thinking about it?
Yeah.
Because I thought you wanted me to say if I was good with things that Aaron did and or not and why.
You mean that's what you thought I was asking for in the phone call?
Yeah. Am I misunderstanding?
Maybe a little bit.
Why?
Because the only thing I asked you was like over a week ago when you put it on your list that you were going to make a list of things that he said that were untrue. That was what I asked for.
Yeah.
So then the separate conversation on Sunday, I don't think I was really asking you anything, was I?
You said that we can't have a relationship in the future if we can't agree that...
Yeah, that's not really a question, though. I'm telling you. That's just me giving you information.
Okay. Well, I guess I was trying to resolve that in my mind because I do not feel that way.
Well, it's not a feeling. I'm giving you a boundary on my end. It's not something for you to agree or disagree with. It's the boundary is the boundary. And it doesn't change just because you don't think it's what it should be or it's not what you would pick if you were me. It's not really. I mean, I think maybe I was explaining to you why, like, to me, it's clear that you've spent, like, a lot of time figuring out what you can do to vilify him and to cast
him. I haven't vilified him.
Well, you have. You've come up with all these strategies for, you know, things that will actually stick that you can say about him that would make people go, oh, that's not a safe person, or ooh, you can't trust him. No, for me. For me, and your mom.
That's the only thing I care about is me and you, and I.
Right, I'm just saying, like, your mom's been a guinea pig. Ted's been a guinea pig. Nathan's been a guinea pig. Like, you can tell the story and see which aspects of it are going to stick, which things make people go, oh yeah, that really is a terrible pastor. You can't trust him. Stay away from that guy. Oh yeah, I see this all the time in churches. Like, you figured out what is a good method of attack for Aaron Bell.
There's
and
no attacking going on whatsoever.
You've got specific things that you can point to that allow you to say, this is the person I'm not going to trust his judgment. This is the person I'm not going to set myself up to be accountable to. And I'm saying that I spent time on Sunday going through and explaining how some of those things were not really consistent with the reality. It was really just your distortion of how you want to make it sound like it went down. And it's believable to people who were not there. But for people who were there, you're asking me specifically to alter my perception and not trust my perception and instead accept your perception that you're feeding me as being more real than my own experience. And that's a form of psychological manipulation. If you want me to believe that he irresponsibly was accusing you of having a mental health problem when I was there, and that's
not debatable. I was there.
And when and I'm just saying, you're telling me that you want me to believe that, and I'm telling you.
I'm not telling you I want you to believe that. I'm telling you that that happened.
I'm telling you,
and that's not going to somehow reprogram my brain not to remember it happening. It's not.
I'm telling you, that's a distortion, because on the other end of it, you're going to complain. You're going to complain that he should have sent you to a mental health professional.
I was considering it because we're not going to agree about it. So
you're saying that he should have sent you to a mental health professional, but he didn't, and that's what was really so irresponsible. Just taking both poles of it, a pastor who is overly eager route, and a pastor who
saying that I said that is not accurate. I'm saying is he should not engage in pathologizing people to their spouse. When
they
have no experience,
it's a distortion of reality.
I know that you're saying
psychological abuse,
we're not ever going
to
accept
a story that he pathologized you to me when that definitely did not happen. I will never believe it, and I know that you telling me to believe something other than what actually happened serves to put you in a position of being able to abuse me, because you're not accountable to other people who can stop you from being abusive. And I'm saying there's not a situation
proposed that
where
or suggested that. But,
because you are an abuser.
I don't agree.
You keep saying that
like it's some fact, but you won't actually go see a psychologist or a psychiatrist with me to establish that.
I've seen plenty of psychologists, and it is not safe. It's not safe for a victim to go to counseling with their abuser. You know that I have professionals involved,
and
you know that I found
that you have spoken just to you.
Intervention program. You don't need to speak to me this way, Dustin. You don't need to do this. It's been done, and it's been done, and it's been done, and you know that I'm not going to settle. You've done this. It's abusive to me when you ask me to believe something other than what happened. So you can stop saying.
I ask you to believe something other than what happened.
No, you want me to believe that Aaron pathologized you to me.
I was there. You guys claim that I'm lying when I'm not lying.
Telling you it didn't happen. I'm telling you.
Well, this is why I suggested we record those meetings, because...
No, you didn't.
It just happened every single time. Yes, I did.
No.
Yes, I did, and you specifically said I'm not allowed to. Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. You're lying.
Yes, I did.
No,
that's not true. You started cutting out any sort of documentable means of recognizing what communications were happening between us, and then accusing me of lying.
When we were meeting with them,
I said to record those meetings. I said we should only text each other. That's not true, Aaron.
You're lying. When we were meeting with him, we were working on our marriage. I was the one.
And you guys were constantly accusing me of lying, like you're doing right now. And I said, Can you provide me any examples?
No.
And you would say no. So I say, well, can we record these meetings? And you would say no.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true. It's not true, Dustin. You asked me to record the meetings when I had already moved out. I had already ceased attending meetings with you and Aaron, and I had already decided to divorce you. And I told you that I would like to talk about divorce
terms. How can
I
record meetings between us when you're not there? I'm talking about when you were there. I asked to record the meetings.
You don't have to interrupt me. I'm telling you that didn't happen. I'm telling you you might be
superimposing
a memory. I'm telling you you might be superimposing a memory of a time that you brought up recording meetings that happened later and imagining that it happened sooner, but I'm telling you specifically when it happened, and I know exactly where I was standing while I was on the phone with you in this house. And the reason that I was
this is just an extension of that same behavior that happened in those meetings, and it is evidence why it's not correct that I'm crazy and lying, and evidence that we do have problems communicating, and we do need to see a marriage therapist. Yes.
No, because you know why? A marriage therapist
can't continue for forever like this.
It's
exactly. That's why it makes no sense for you to go see a therapist on your own either.
The therapist won't know who's lying, Dustin. You know that as well as I do. That's why you want a fresh start. You want to get around.
You think everything that you don't believe is a lie, Aaron. That's...
Because I was there, Dustin. I was there.
So was I.
I've spent 17 years.
Any therapist should be able to recognize this very, very standard concept that people have different perceptions of things, but I don't know what to tell you other than
my perception to match what you say. 17 years of you manipulating me by saying that I have to accept what
I think
you say.
I think you have precious little evidence of me bending your whatever, but yeah, I mean, if that's what you think, then we need therapy. I agree with you, and I'm willing to get it.
No, don't, Dustin.
Well, that's where you're wrong. I don't.
I am a victim. You are an abuser. I am a victim. You need abuse prevention.
This
coaching.
And that is
you
an
need help.
Exactly why Aaron's participation in this was not helpful.
That has nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it.
Aaron's not the one who told me you're an abuser.
I disagree with that completely. You guys constantly claimed that I was lying when there were no lies taking place. You constantly...
That's not true. You were lying a lot.
Yes, it is.
Heard you lie.
Yes, it is. He also said that you had a justifiable basis to divorce me because I supposedly abandoned you, which is not even remotely accurate.
Listen to me. He never, ever told me that.
Well, he told me that. It doesn't matter if he told you that. And I was there in the meeting when he said it, so I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't tell you that. But
he didn't. Your letter to the elders claims that he said it in a meeting with the elders.
It doesn't.
That's
I don't have that letter in front of me, and I don't.
Well, that's what it says.
So he did say it in front of the elders. I'm not saying he didn't say it in front of the elders. He did.
Well, that was the first I heard of it was when you sent me that letter that was addressed to the elders. First time I ever heard a breath about Aaron Bell's opinion about biblical
basis for
divorce.
It's not material. That doesn't matter.
Then don't bring it up. Then don't bring it up. If it's not material,
it doesn't matter relative to when you knew about it. It's still his opinion and the influence, the way that he supposedly gave us marriage counseling. I don't know. I don't really want to argue about it.
It's not his fault that you were abusing me in front of him. He did everything he could
I think that that is an extremely poor characterization of us having a discussion about an emotional affair. If he had kept it to the level of,
we were not having a discussion about an emotional affair. I was trying to have a conversation about that, and you were using unbelievably creepy, psychologically abusive, weird, emotionally damaging tactics to do everything but talk about an emotional affair you had.
Well,
so,
if you would like to have those conversations in front of our professional where they can substantiate your claims, but somehow I'm manipulating you, that would be awesome. And I would love to be able to do that, but it was not helpful doing it with Aaron. He did not help clarify any sort of pattern of abuse.
That's not true.
Well, it would be great if he could describe some. But accurately.
He did.
Which would be a lot easier if we recorded our meeting.
He did it in real time while it was happening. And you
no, he didn't. He would say, oh, you're lying about something. I'd say, great, what's not true about that? He'd say, I can't explain it to you. Or I'm not going to give you an example.
That's not true.
Over and over.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
He wrote in his letter, I have a pattern of... But I don't have the letter in front of me. He hinted in his stupid letter to our elder, or from our elders, that I had a whatever it was that he said.
No. He asked you to get an evaluation, which was the responsible thing to do, and you know it.
That's a responsible thing to do. It's not responsible to characterize me to my wife as having problems that he can't even describe himself,
right?
Let alone pathologize.
He didn't. Like I said, this isn't something that we're going to agree on. You're just making stuff up to try
I'm
to
not
isolate
anything
you
up.
From people who would be
I'm not
able
trying
to
isolate you.
Abuse. Yeah, you are.
I'm not trying to isolate
you.
I'm telling you that in order for
me to be safe with you, you have to agree with every word he ever spoke. And
that's not ever going to happen, ever. I'm not ever going to agree with... I'm not ever going to agree with everything that he said, and I'm not going to abuse you. This
yes, you
is utterly
are.
Ridiculous.
Doing it right now. You're doing it right now. Trying to isolate me from him is abuse.
Well, then you should marry him.
No, I shouldn't. That's a lie. No, that's a lie. That was a terrible thing for you to say to me. It was meant to guilt me and shame me and mock my opinion. You shouldn't have said that. It was wrong.
I don't agree with you. I'm not ever going to agree with you.
Well,
I don't know
you
how
should not think
that
it's okay for you to try to tell me that I need to marry a man who's already married and my pastor. That's not okay.
I'm sorry.
That is weird. And I'm telling you that it is abusive for you to engage in tactics that are meant to isolate me from being able to
Every single professional psychiatric person that I've interacted with characterizes that relationship and behavior as extremely common and extremely destructive and definably irresponsible. So
you did a great job of painting.
I'm not going to participate in it.
Let's give you a round of applause for how well you painted that picture to somebody who doesn't know anything about it because they weren't there. Wow, you're amazing.
You're painting a picture for your therapist, Aaron. That's why that's not meant to be
a
relationship therapy. You're supposed
to
do it with a relationship therapist.
Protect her from your abuse.
No, that's not the point at all. The point is to see a marriage counselor.
I've been seeing a marriage counselor, Dustin.
One that sees both of you and gets the perspective of both people.
Okay, you need to go to an abuse prevention program before that's a safe thing for me to do.
Well, I do not agree with that.
Well, it's a fact. It's a fact. But if you plan on going through...
I don't really want to argue with you on your birthday.
...and coming out the other end saying, I'm not going to be accountable to Aaron Bell, and I'm not going to agree that I'm an abuser, then you might as well not...
I haven't said that whatsoever.
Okay, so you should go through the program so that you can come out of the other end understanding how you committed abuse on your wife for 17 years, and you go through the program so you can come out on the other end
being
accountable to people who see these patterns in your life in front of their own two eyes, not somebody who you can hoodwink.
I don't agree with that. I'm not ever going to be, I trust Aaron Bell's judgment more than my own. I'm not going to do that.
Okay. That's pathological, Dustin.
No,
normal
it's not.
Normal people wake up every day doubting their...
Obviously terrible...
Normal people wake up every day doubting their own perceptions and wondering if they understand things correctly. And when they hear other people's perceptions, normal people question their own beliefs and wonder if they have it wrong and wonder if they're the crazy ones and wonder if they need to integrate the other person's perspective and use it to replace their own belief system.
Okay.
That's normal.
Well, it's my belief that I'm extremely good at that.
Uncharacteristically
good at that. And so when I tell you that he handled the situation wrong, it's after a careful consideration
of what
actual actions that took place.
Stay in a position of power and control over your victim. That's what you're carefully considering. What do I need to say about this person?
Zero.
Convince people that I shouldn't have to be
cognition of that even being a thing. Literally given you everything.
No, that's not.
What?
That's not true. That's not true.
What did you just
say? That's not true. I said that's not true.
No, what were you saying?
About what?
Before you said that's not true.
I don't know. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I don't remember the sentence you just said. I thought that's...
I said that's not true, that's not true, that's not true.
No, before that's not true.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure whatever it is I remember, but I'm not sure what you're referring to, so I can't help you. So I don't know what it was that you wanted to think about regarding what I said on Sunday, but if what you were trying to think of was a way to convince me to change my position, then you don't need to waste time thinking about it, Dustin. We're done. We're getting a divorce.
Okay.
It's over. You're never going to be safe for me.
I don't agree with that.
I'm not asking you to agree with it. I'm telling you that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thanks for letting me know.
I've let you know that before plenty of times. I've told you that. Sunday was not the first time that I told you that that was going to be a requirement.
I do not find Aaron Bell's behavior 100% professional. I think he gave me some advice that was good. I think he did lots of things that were harmful.
But all the things you point to that you say were harmful didn't actually happen.
That's not true, and I can't help
you. I'm telling you the truth. I would never lie to you. And I did tell you on Sunday.
I'm not saying that you're lying to me. You don't understand what a lie is.
I do. I understand what a lie
is.
No, you don't. A lie
is
saying that.
You and I have a difference of opinion about what professional behavior is, and it's not going to change. I got my opinion based on psychologist
whatever it takes
input.
To convince your wife that she needs to let you keep abusing her. That's consistently
no,
been
I
your
don't
opinion
think that.
Of professional behavior with every person we've ever met with. The things that will get
do
me
not think
to
that,
be nervous
and
doing
I,
that are favorable. The things that will get me to back down are favorable. The things that will get me to question whether it's all my fault are favorable. The things that will get me to take responsibility.
I don't think that that is the goal of anybody in your life, Aaron. I don't.
Better,
but
favorable. The things that will get me to support you more are favorable.
That actually would be nice, but you know, it's. I don't know.
Exactly.
I've done the best
thing.
I've hired the best professionals and devoted as much time as I could possibly do to analyzing myself, to being open and transparent with people. There's
not true.
There's literally nothing more that I can do. So
okay.
Yes, there is.
Then we're done.
Well, I mean, the more thing that I can do is we can go to couples counseling and work on some of these issues together with somebody that knows both of us.
Abuse prevention program, Dustin. Not until you recognize that you are an abuser, and not until you figure out what's driving that abuse and that controlling behavior, not until you repent of that, and not until you decide that what you're working at is learning how to stop abusing me.
Well, that would be great to work out with a counselor.
Yes, but not with me in the room. Not with me in the room.
Well,
that's not okay.
They're not
going
to be able to figure out anything if you don't give some examples of what your concerns are.
they don't need me to do that because you already know.
No, I don't.
Not, yes, you do, because we've done it. We've totaled 6,675 hours. That's how much time I have spent verbalizing to you the many, many, many,
675 hours? What is that?
Yes. We've logged hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of me being unbelievably specific with exact
words. It's not
words
specific, Erin.
It's exact. No, you're lying.
You're making a lie
where I haven't told you specific abuses. That's a lie. The truth is, I told you. Example.
No, Erin, you told me your perceptions of...
Nope.
Yes,
true.
You have.
Not true. I've always given you specific examples.
No, I'm not...
And most of the time I do it in real time. While you're abusing me, I point it out. And I say, you're doing it again. There, you're doing it again. That's a great example
of
that.
Yeah, but it's not something that anybody can understand.
That's not true. You're lying to me right now to try to get me to question my reality. There's zero support for your completely made-up perception that doesn't match anything that's actually happened, that I won't give you examples of how you've abused me. That's crazy. What you're saying is that you want to get me alone in a room with a person who has no background knowledge and get me to say all the accusations that I've already said and said and said and said and said and said so that you can defend yourself against them and prove that I'm just imagining it and prove that it's just my perception because I'm a woman and I have emotions and I'm clearly so hurt that I don't see how genuine you are and I perceive something as being hurtful when really it's just extraordinarily loving. Please, counselor, can you not help her see how charming and wonderful I am? And the counselor can explain, oh, don't you see how Dustin's trying to love you right now? And I'll have to go, oh, I didn't see how wonderful it is for him to do that. Yes, this has been me being hurt all along.
You understand that what you're basically saying is, well, if I don't get everything that I want, then I'm being abused.
That's ridiculous. A lie. You're a liar.
Yes,
that's
yes
a lie.
It is.
You're a liar. No, that's gaslighting me. You're gaslighting me. I have asked to get everything I want. I have only asked for you to stop specific abusive behaviors. So it is extraordinarily psychologically abusive for you to try to get me to own the lie that I am a woman who thinks it's abuse if I don't get everything I want. I am the most low-maintenance woman you have ever met. And if you met a million more women, I would still be the most low-maintenance woman you had ever met. And you know that. So don't try to get me to believe lies about myself that I think it's abuse if I don't get everything I want. You know that's not true. And it is gaslighting, and it is psychological abuse for you to try to get me to believe something about myself that is not true about my life. I know myself very well.
You what?
I know myself very well. I know what level things have to get to in order for me to consider it abuse. I know how capable I am of overlooking me not getting things that are basic needs and things that a basically decent person would do to their spouse. I know my potential to overlook horrific treatment and horrific neglect. And you don't need to ask me to question what I know about myself. That's not right. You're taking away my identity strategically.
Taking away
for
your identity.
If you
trying to take away your identity. If being with me takes away your identity, then we should not be together. That's what I think.
I know. That's what I'm telling you, Dustin. What you're doing right now is absolutely not okay. It is absolutely abusive. You are absolutely not.
I'm not trying to take away your identity.
I know, but you're trying to convince me that if I don't get everything I want, then I call it abuse. Well, guess what? That is contrary to the truth about me. My truth is that I am long-suffering. My truth is that I don't need to get everything I want. My truth is that I don't even actually have any wants other than what's best for my family and what honors God. The truth about me is I'm low maintenance. The truth about me is that I can go for 17 years being abused before I'm willing to be confident.
And I'm not saying you want things. What you want is your opinion of everything to be what everybody else thinks. And
nope.
That's not going to be true
but
for you and anybody else in the
but
world.
But that is gaslighting.
It's not.
It's not true about
well,
me, but it is a great attempt at gaslighting. And
okay.
We did have.
I'm trying to tell you that we don't agree, and I.
We did have a good 17-year run where I would have capitulated to it because I thought it was my job to keep the peace. I did spend 17 years trying to figure out what I needed to say and avoid saying in order to keep you happy. That's true.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way, but I...
It's not a feeling, Dustin. I know.
I'm sorry that you
myself.
Did that and that you now regret it.
You don't need to be sorry for me. I own that. I know who I am. You can't take that away from me. I know myself. I know my identity.
I'm not trying to take anything away from you.
Yeah, you are. You want me to believe that it's
no,
all
I'm
my
not.
Perception. You want me to believe that if I don't get everything I want, I
everything is a perception, Erin. That's what
nope.
life is.
Nope. There is objective reality, and I know things that have actually happened. And you don't need
okay,
to convince
well, we
me
have a very
that
different
I have to
view
give
of.
Up.
We have a very different view of things that have actually happened, and
I know, but you view things.
Do not
see
a way for us to come to some reconciliation without therapy.
You can't have reconciliation until you have repentance and rehabilitation.
Well, I can only be repentant for things that I actually did. I can only be repentant for things that I perceive that I did.
And you have to remember them. You remember we went to that homeschool convention, and we have that talk on memory. And he said this amazing
no,
thing.
No, I don't remember that.
He said memory is necessary for repentance.
Well, then we got a problem. Because you say a lot of things I have no memory of, quite honestly.
That's been quite convenient for you.
Not really.
Yeah, because that's what causes you to not take ownership of abuse you've committed. Whenever you can't refute it anymore, you suddenly don't remember it, as if that somehow makes it not something you did. Or makes it questionable whether it even happened.
And
that serves to gaslight me.
Everything you say is equally not refutable or refutable. It's
that's
based
true.
On interactions that we had together alone.
That's not true.
Okay, so for you, what you think is irrefutable, and for me, what I think is irrefutable. I wish I could be on the same page with you about everything. That would make our lives easier. It would make
then
me happy.
Then you need to process how you've abused me, and you need to accept
I don't agree
that
with
you,
you
are an abuser.
I don't perceive that I abused you.
Then we have no future. It's over. It's over. It's actually over. We're actually done. And it's actually forever. And it's actually for the protection of me and the protection of our children to not grow up in a home that is driven by domestic abuse.
Well, I don't know these what methods, I can do to help you.
These methods of psychological and emotional abuse and
are unsubstantiated
else,
and haven't been
okay.
And haven't been and haven't been explored in front of a professional.
What?
Are unsubstantiated and haven't been explored in front of a professional and have been aggravated by a pastor.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
You can say that about the pastor because you know that he is willing to protect me from your abuse. and that he's not going to put up with you lying right in front of him and pretend that what you're saying is true just because you're claiming it's true.
If you could describe something as being a lie, I would take ownership of it. Like, my feelings for Julie were obviously not proportional to a friendship. That is obvious. That I can own. I can't own.
Justin,
oh.
Lied and lied and lied and lied. There were so many times.
I can own a lie. I can't own something that doesn't exist because you can't say what it is.
That's not true. We named it specifically in real time as it was happening.
No, I would ask for examples and he would say, oh, no, I don't have any examples.
That's not true. You're a liar.
Multiple times in multiple settings. Both with you and without you.
I don't have any examples. When in reality,
I probably have recordings of it with the elder meetings.
We were saying, you actually just said that 2 minutes ago, and you would say, no, I didn't say that. And we would be like, we all just heard you say that. And you would say, I'm sure you didn't say that.
You can't take words that mean one thing and say they mean something else.
What?
You mean
that is
what?
A bizarre. That is a bizarre way to divert attention from the fact that you were lying for a long period of time.
Are you listening to me? I said I can own a lie if it's described as being false and something that I actually said or did. I obviously had
like
feelings for Julie
and made this generic generalization. Oh, that's.
That happened constantly. That was pretty much all I heard.
I'm going to label you as a liar. That's not what happened. It's gaslighting.
Yes,
tried to convince me that someone came to you and said you have a pattern of lying. That didn't happen until months.
Okay, and that's in the letter that happened in our meetings.
I know.
And our meetings were 1 hour out of a week when you were communicating with them while I was at work.
That was months after people were in a room with you with a group of people so that we could be certain that we were all hearing and seeing the same thing in real time, telling you specifically what you were lying as you were saying the lie.
You keep talking about Julie. I'm talking about him pathologizing me as being a liar when I wasn't talking about Julie.
He didn't
yes,
pathologize you as being a liar. No,
yes, he did. He did it
specific
with you. You have glommed onto it. You're accusing me of it now, and you won't see a therapist to substantiate it or not. I'm not
telling
a lie.
It's a lie. It's all lies. It's a lie. It's
a lie. You're literally doing it right now.
You're making up conversations that happened between me and Aaron when you weren't there. You've decided that
I was there. You were there. He was there. His wife was there.
You decided that he told me.
You talked to his wife, who was part of our therapy while I was at work.
These are all made up.
You know that you did that.
No.
You didn't communicate with Allison while I wasn't present?
Well, yeah, but you also communicated with
exactly, but it's not a lie.
But you're making up the substance of those conversations. You're telling me that you're telling me that he told me that you have a pathology. You're telling me that he told you it was okay. That he told me it was okay to divorce you because you deserted me? I mean, these are completely fabricated.
I was there.
I
can't.
You're telling me in the
conversation. I was literally there.
That you weren't there, what the substance was, and you can't know because you weren't there. But I can tell you. I can tell you that he said keep praying for Dustin. I can tell you that he said God loves
I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand what you're talking about. Why are you saying I wasn't there?
You're trying to say that I was having these conversations where he was convincing me that there was something wrong with you psychologically.
I thought you just said that you two didn't have any conversations without me.
What?
I thought you were just claiming that you didn't have any conversations without me.
No. No, I'm saying that you're making up that we were having all these conversations that, like, you knew what was being said. You're making up that he said it was okay to divorce you. You're making up that he said that there was something wrong with you.
I was there when he said that, and I thought you were saying that you guys weren't in communication without me, but now I find out that you were. I thought you were just communicating with Allison, which is basically the same, and she was obviously part of the...
I know. I don't understand why you're acting like this is scandalous. You were talking to him, too. I mean, this is not...
You literally just told me on this phone call that you weren't interacting with him without me.
No, I was saying that you're making up that all these conversations were happening while you were at work. And I get that you interrupted my sentence, but that doesn't change the fact that what I'm trying to say is that you can't say that Aaron was convincing me that you have pathology.
Okay.
You're
well,
making
I also find that behavior. If you were communicating with him while I was at work, I find that to be disturbing and inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that there's a professional out there that
I find what you just said to be disturbing and inappropriate, Dustin.
Exactly. There's not a professional in the world that would recommend that as appropriate for what we were dealing with. So that is why it was...
What you're saying right now is disturbing and inappropriate.
A lot of money and effort...
In convincing
down the
of
truth.
This alternate reality where your pastor did something inappropriate. Like, I hear you. But you understand what they were going off of is the basis that you were saying you wanted to kill yourself and you were majorly depressive and you couldn't function. So they're looking at proofs in the pudding.
I invited you into our sessions to substantiate your claims of abuse and lying, and you did not participate.
That's not my job because I'm the victim. That's not my job for you to parade me in front of somebody who knows nothing except how charming you are and how kind you are and how good you can look. That is not appropriate for an abuser to do to his victim. And it is not appropriate for a mental health professional to allow that to happen.
I wish I could help with this.
It's
really
not
do.
Okay for you to mock me and mock how you've abused me by acting like the fact that I won't allow you to parade me in front of somebody who knows nothing about what actually happened.
The point is
that
so that
is
you
not
can
my
tell them
job as the
what
victim.
Happened.
It is not my job to subject myself to that. It is not evidence that it didn't happen to me.
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I've given you the best advice that I've been able to come up with.
You're giving me advice? That's not appropriate.
Okay.
You want to act like all those conversations were us trying to process your emotional affair with me. And that's not what you made it into.
I didn't make it into anything.
You made it into... We never should have gotten married. You should have married somebody else. All I can think when I see you walking down the aisle is what a tragedy it all is.
On the video.
I know.
So what's your point?
I'm saying that you were engaging in a lot of weird stuff, Dustin. And none of them had anything to do with either one of us.
I don't think any of the professional psychiatrists would characterize
Dustin.
That as abuse.
It wasn't about you and Julie, though. We were not meeting about you and Julie. And if any of your mental health professionals think that that was happening because you had an inappropriate relationship with Julie, then they don't understand the first thing about what was happening in the first place. Because you know what? A man having an emotional affair at work is a super normal thing that lots of couples go through and need counseling
for. That's what happened.
That is not what happened, Dustin. That is not, that is so like the tiniest little detail that is about as consequential as if you happen to have a zit on your nose one of those weeks. Like, that's a footnote. That's not the substance of why we were needing help.
All right.
Like, are you not remembering? Never mind.
What?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. You have enough evidence of the ways that you've abused me already, and all you're doing is sharpening your skills for how you can try to make the things you did seem like a normal thing, so that when we finally do get in front of a third party, you're going to be really good at making me look crazy, because you know all the things that I'm going to accuse you of, and you know all the ways that you can explain them away to make it sound like I'm making a big deal.
I'm not trying to make you look crazy.
Yeah,
I tried to get you in front of my mental health professionals so that I could get help. If there's something that I'm doing wrong, I want help.
That's not true.
Good grief.
That's not true.
I can't keep doing this. I can't.
Good. Because you need to stop. It's abusive, and it needs to stop. You can't keep
abusive.
Doing this. You can't. Can't keep doing this. You can't. Yes, minimizing, denying, and blaming are abusive.
All right.
You can't keep doing it.
I find this conversation
extremely
indicative of how harmful our interactions with our church was.
This has nothing to do with our church, Dustin.
Well, I don't agree with that, and I don't.
You can make up lies.
I'm not trying to argue with you on your birthday. This is.
Yeah, you did. You called to make up a lie that our church has something to do with
you. I told you I was still thinking about it.
This is extremely appropriate for a victim to say there are boundaries to you being with me, and I'm not going to be with you while you're claiming that the abusive things you've done are non-abusive. That is so healthy.
You haven't enumerated any abusive things.
You are a liar. You want me to believe the lie that I haven't enumerated it. That's a lie.
All right.
That's a lie. You can say it as much as you want, but you know that you've been given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of examples and macro examples and micro examples of specific behaviors. Not labels, not generalizations, not accusations, but specific behaviors. And when you try to convince me that I'm making
extremely subjective, like I abandon you,
which
is not even remotely true.
What? What? What?
I don't want to argue with you anymore. I just don't.
Good, then don't.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that I've upset you on your birthday. My lawyer should be sending a check soon. I'm still working on taxes. I haven't made a lot of progress the past couple days. And if I'm done, I'll let you know.
That's not okay, Dustin.
Thank you, pardon.
It's not okay for you to spend multiple weeks on taxes. It's not okay for you to say, I'll let you know when they're done. It's okay for you to file them by midnight tonight, regardless. But it's not okay for you to spend as much of your time on this planet on taxes as you spend on taxes. It's not okay. Nobody else does it. It's not okay.
I agree with you.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
I can, and if you want to somehow file them without me, well, do you want me to,
I guess I'll make an arrangement for you to be able to sign them when I'm done with them, but... I don't know if that's required or not.
What?
I was just debating how we will be able to sign them and send them. I don't know if you're required to sign them.
I mean, that doesn't matter. What matters is that they should have been done a long time ago. What matters is that you recognize that it's not normal to spend this much time on them. And it's not okay to spend this much time on them.
I don't recognize that.
That's what you gotta do. It's not okay. It's not okay. You cannot live this way anymore, and you never should have. You never should have in the first place, not even once. Not even once should you ever have had a single year where you spent multiple weeks doing taxes day after day or night after night. Never. That's never okay.
You want to do them? I'm going down my list of things to do.
No, you need to just file them.
You have no concept of what that even means.
That's not my fault. Like, that's your fault. That's a power and control move on your part.
That I'm going to do them to the best of my ability, which I will do as fast as I can.
And you not actually having to do anything on your list. Because you have an excuse, because the first item is one that can take as long as
I've
you want it to take.
Several things on my list. I'm pretty sure that
I know, but
the one that I was going to do relative to Aaron Bell is not relevant, and so the only thing left on the list that you have given me is taxes, and when that's
done, you're still doing
it, Dustin.
You're doing it.
Doing taxes now. I'm going as fast as I can.
I know, but you're still going to make that list. And the taxes need to be done by midnight tonight. So
they're not going to be even remotely close to done by midnight tonight.
That's not okay.
You have no idea what you're even talking about.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I know that this is not an acceptable way to spend your time. It's not okay.
Right.
Nobody else does it.
You're divorcing me, and I'm not concerned with your opinion of my tax skills.
That's strange.
It is?
Yeah.
If you don't want me to do them, then you do them. I'm trying to do them as a service fee.
You know that you've said, you know that you kept records in 2018 in a way that specifically prohibits that from being a possibility. So that's why I say that it maintains a position of you having power and control over me, because not only do you have to be the one to do the taxes on my behalf because of the way that you have structured things, but you get to have as much time as you determine you're going to spend on them, not being accountable for how you're spending your time, because this is this magical thing that there's no option but for you to spend as much time as it takes. Meanwhile, neglecting your family's actual needs. And this has been going on for years. You have no concept of what a man actually does for his family. You have no concept of the amount of time that a man spends actually doing things for his family, because you think that you're doing things for your family all this time that you're working on houses, and you're not. You think that you're doing things for your family while you're filing taxes, and you're not. These are not productive things. These are not earning us money. These are not feeding our children food. These are just squandering your entire life away. But you need to either actually make that list about Aaron Bell that I asked you to make.
I thought you didn't want me to.
That's a lie. You need to see it in black and white.
We just had an entire argument about this.
I know.
For nearly an hour, so there's no point.
It's important for you to write down these allegations. It's important.
We've written them down on a recording.
No. I've asked you to come up with your list. I've asked you to think through it. I've asked you.
All right. I told you that's what I was working on, and I thought you said that there was no point. But I will still do it.
You said you were working on taxes.
I said that there were two items on the list, and one of them was making the list about Aaron, and that it was pointless because you said that it was pointless. And I told you that I spent this evening listening to our Sunday night phone call and considering my thoughts on the matter, and you said, well, unless you agree with me 100%, then it's pointless.
Well, yeah, because you have to be, you have to be open to the possibility that he didn't do all of the things that you're assuming that he did. And you have to be open to the possibility that in your mind you've been coming up with a lot of excuses for isolating me from the counsel of somebody who is extremely honorable and has used excellent discretion and excellent appropriateness. You have to be open to that possibility. Because we're getting divorced.
I'm not. I don't agree with that.
You can't be accountable. If when somebody actually has an opportunity to see you abusing me, your strategy is going to be to vilify that person instead of heed their counsel, then it's not safe to be with you.
He hasn't enumerated any tangible examples of abuse. It's all based on his characterization that I abandoned you and him implying that I was meaning things with statements that I didn't mean.
That's a lie. Like, those are all lies.
Well, if we had a recording, that would be one thing. Or if he would write down some accusations himself, that would be another thing. But in absence of any of that, I've literally got nothing to go on with a therapist. I could go to anti-abuse counseling, and I would still have nothing from you to go on from them.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You have
What would I have?
Hundreds of hours of recordings, and I have pointed out
our phone calls.
In our phone calls, I've pointed out lies in real time. In our phone calls, I've pointed out blame shifting in real time.
It's all based on your perception of our past that is
so you want me to
very
make myself vulnerable enough to be in a room with somebody while you convince the counselor that it's all my perception of the past? I mean, what's the difference?
I would like a professional's opinion about
the difference is that the phone recording isn't going to get abused and humiliated by you. The difference is that the phone recording is just recording, so it is safe from your abuse. I'm an actual person, and I don't deserve to be put in that situation.
All right.
You
want to
try to get
finding
Aaron Bell
a recording
into counseling,
that
if you want to try to get Aaron Bell into counseling with you, that would be way more productive.
I have
because he's not your target victim.
So
that's the person you that you need to reconcile with. That's the person you need to reconcile with.
I don't need to reconcile with Aaron Bell.
You absolutely
the advice
do.
Of my professional therapist is to not even be in that church. So I've gotten about as reconciled as I can.
He's aware of your delusions, and he knows that your delusions are dangerous to you, and he wants to figure out how to keep you from killing yourself.
I think that you are extremely inaccurate, unless they're a Christian therapy environment that just outright lies to their patients. They represent the exact opposite to me.
he's not able to be a judge or a referee as to whether what you're telling him actually happened. He's not able
exactly,
to
and neither is your therapist.
I know. But
exactly.
I know what actually happened. I know.
Exactly.
So I know that the information you're giving Ted
is
not the whole picture. And I know that the information I'm giving to my therapist is the whole picture. I know. And you want me to question my reality because I should feel ashamed
that
of myself
my therapist would describe that,
in what I believe.
That confident opinion.
I'm thinking everything that I think is right
and not
wanting
is wrong. Anybody else's
I'm not
perspective
saying that that's the way it
is pathological. I think that they would say that.
That's fine. And you would love to parade me in front of them so they could say that I must be pathological if
I don't want to parade you in front of anybody. I want
you
to live
a
happy, supported life where you can feel good things and love and be cared for.
I know, but here's the thing, Dustin. My reality it's not just my perception. Like, I actually know what actually happened between us, and I'm confident in that. And I'm not going to be shamed by you by that making me pathological that I won't question my own reality. I'm not going to do it. That's like a horrific tactic for you to use against me.
I don't even want
you
to question your own reality, Aaron.
I
just want us to have some means of
communicating
where we could be on the same page and not live in alternate realities. That's what I want. I would like it for us to have the skills to communicate in our normal conversations and not have...
absolute fantasy, Dustin. You want me to join you in a complete fantasy because I did for 17 years and it was great because it got you to get me support whatever insane, horrific, abusive thing you were doing to our family because I joined you in whatever your alternate reality was and you want to go back to that.
I don't want to go back to anything.
You do. You do. You love it when you can be off at Pine Ridge and me covering for you and telling everybody that you're such a financial...
that.
I'm not saying that you liked it, but I'm saying you enjoyed having
That's
a woman who
want.
Would cover for you. You enjoyed not having a woman who went around town saying he's frittering away our entire life. He's not good to our children. I'm overwhelmed.
I'm extremely good to our children.
Degrades me. If I hint that I'm not able to handle being pregnant and nursing two toddlers, then he embarrasses me and makes me think that I'm the reason that he's never going to be successful in life. Like, you don't want me talking that way.
I don't think
you want me covering for you.
I don't think
you
nursing our children it means that I can't be successful in life.
I know, but that's what you would say in order to get, because you did what.
Who would I say that to? Who's going to even believe that? My wife nurses babies, so I can't be successful?
Dustin, if I would hint that it was overwhelming and I needed you to stop going, then it would be turned on me in that way. You knew exactly how to turn things around on me to make me own that it was my responsibility to not complain about your crazy work hours. It was my responsibility to buy into this idea that he's doing it because after this next house flip, we're going to be so independently wealthy, he can take a whole year off if he wants to. Because that was the delusion that you made me buy into.
I mean, I don't recall representing that I would be taking a year off of work, but I do agree with you that I was working way too much.
You were going to make $100,000 in 3 months. That's what we had to pretend was happening.
I don't remember that,
that's what we had to pretend was happening, that you were putting it in on the front end.
I never pretended that I was making $100,000 in 3 months.
You did. Yeah, you did. You would say that this house that you just bought was going to be ready to sell in 3 months, and you would say that it was going to be $100,000 profit. And that's not unreasonable. That's a completely, completely reasonable thing for a house flipper to actually accomplish. But if I'm saying that you made an environment where if I tried to act like I wanted you to stop doing that, then you would shame me as if I didn't understand how it was worth the time And you would shame me as if I didn't understand how this was about to pay off. And you would shame me as if I didn't understand that you were going to be spending so much more time with our family as soon as this flip was done.
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second.
You know that I was not allowed to actually say, Dustin, stop it now. Stop working more than 40 hours a week and come be with your family. You know that I was not allowed to do that. You know that I
just
had
because
to go
this
along.
Is a relationship and there's like negotiations between us, not decrees.
No negotiations.
Just like
did
getting
not happen,
involved
Dustin.
In Pinewood.
No,
was negotiations, a
negotiation. Did not happen. We were not negotiating. I was required to wholeheartedly jump on board with whatever your dream in life was, and I did it, and you knew I was doing it while I was doing it. You knew that I was full steam ahead.
I think that you have characterized yourself
you know that.
As a victim of me when we were making decisions together.
That's
I was
not true.
Forcing you
That's
into
not
anything.
True. That's not true.
And any time you have ever asked me to be at our home and present for your needs, I've always made it a priority, and I always would and will. Like,
that's not true. It had to be an extreme emergency for me to call you, and you know it. For you to
that's on
for
you.
You to be gone. It's not on me. It's not. It's not. You can't put that on me. You can't put years of extreme abuse and neglect on me because I didn't complain badly enough. Like, you shame me all the time for complaining too much. You would quote that Bible verse about the better to live on a rooftop than with a complaining wife. Like, you acted what? Like I complained.
I have never done that.
That's not true. You absolutely did. You absolutely did. You absolutely did. It's so wrong for you to represent your abuse and neglect as being me being part of the team. You know that if I would talk to you about me needing you to work at Fidelity, you would, I can't do that. That's so horrible that you would ask that of me. If I talk to
that
you
is horrible.
Meeting,
I'm not going back to Fidelity.
I know. I'm just saying, like, you shouldn't treat me that way. If I'm talking that way, it's because I have an actual need.
There's no such thing as a need for me to work at Fidelity.
But there's a need for you to not work more than sometimes 40 hours a week and sometimes 60 hours a week. I mean, that's real. That's real.
I agree with you.
But I'm saying, like, I wasn't actually allowed to express those needs without being manipulated.
I don't agree with you.
The things that you said to me when I tried to express needs made it absolutely not okay for me to express them.
Well, that's why I think we need couples therapy.
You made me feel
all the time when we communicate, you act like I'm manipulating you when we're just talking.
You shouldn't characterize me that way, Dustin.
Erin, I'm not trying to characterize you in any kind of
yeah,
way.
You are.
I'm trying
you
to say that I love you and I want us to get help so we can be happy together.
You want to get me in front of a counselor so that you can get me to believe that. That it was my fault for not communicating well enough.
It doesn't matter. That's in the past. Like, it doesn't matter.
It does matter because you still do it. You still blame everything on me. I've done nothing. Like, you want to
stop out
blame
everything
me because
on
I've
you,
done nothing wrong? Oh, if Ted could hear you say that you've done nothing wrong, that would be his first clue that you're pathological. Well, it's not my fault, Dustin. It's not my fault that I've actually acted with integrity towards you. Don't use that against me.
You haven't acted
I
with
haven't
integrity
done
towards
wrong.
Me.
I know that you're constantly blame-shifting. All the bad things that you do to me, when you get called out, you twist them around to be my fault.
I don't
That's
agree
weird.
With that.
It's not okay.
I just told you that I was working too much. I just agree with you that I was working too much.
No, you just explained how I was on the same team and making those decisions for you to work too much.
Well, that's we were married and that's we made awful. Decisions together. You're the one that awful. Found that no, project for me to get involved
that's, in. That's awful. You were supposed to hire one general contractor for Pine Ridge, and you know it.
I did hire one general contractor.
And then you were there nonstop. And in the
we
end,
were incompetent.
You were there. That's not my fault. It shouldn't have been
that's
up to
that's your
me.
Fault.
I know, but it shouldn't have been up to me to be, like, raising my kids alone just because your contractor was faulty. Like, the answer to that is sell. The answer to that is to sell the house without the paint job being very good. That's the answer. That's what somebody who cares about
I don't know that I agree that that's the answer, but I agree with you that I work too much.
Well, you shouldn't be there fixing the paint job when you need to be with your family. That's cheating on your family. It's harmful. But I wasn't allowed to say that without me being shamed for not understanding. Like, I don't know how to tell you.
I think that's the part that you don't understand. You could say things. And I can have a different opinion. We could talk about them, and that's not abuse.
It is when I'm not allowed to say what my needs are.
You are allowed to say what your needs are. I want you to have your needs fulfilled because I care about you.
This is... That's not true. That's not true. You've never done that. If that was what mattered to you...
Why do you think I'm
would,
on this phone call?
Because you would file the taxes tonight. You would have them done by
that's
midnight.
That's not possible.
I'm saying, like, that's the response that you've given for everything that you've chosen over your family, ever. It's not possible for you to not go over to Pine Ridge. It's not possible for you to just list it when it's not perfect. It's not possible. That's not possible. That's not possible. That's not possible. So here I am, the stupid one who doesn't understand taxes. And so what else, what am I supposed to do? Stop having the need? Yes, that's all I can do is stop having a need. I have to stop.
You
want to
do the taxes?
You know that you have set
you can
it
file
up
taxes
for me
by
not...
midnight. We'll do that.
Dustin stops treating me that way. You know that this is all you being in a position of having all the power in our relationship and me having none. You know that you did our finances.
You can't do it.
Then.
I don't understand why you think I can do it.
Because you have all the documents from 2018 and you know it. And you might have had a business that year. I don't know.
On your server, right.
I know, but I'm saying I have no way of knowing. I don't know if you had an LLC. I don't know if you had 1099s. I don't know any of that. Everything is unnecessarily complicated in a way that
because
makes
you haven't
you
ever
have
filed
of
any
everything.
Of those documents. So you have
know,
no concept of how
working,
long it takes to do taxes or
working,
how complicated it is or what the timeline is.
I know, but if you
is.
Were just working, I know, but if you were just working a normal job and all you had was 24 paychecks, then I would have no problem filing taxes with your 24 paychecks and our rental income from 3 properties. I could do that. You know this is a situation that you have created from your decisions that put you in the position of being the only one who can actually file the taxes. And you know that you are unnecessarily taking a lot of time to do them that takes time away from you being able to do anything that's actually productive in life.
I wish they could go faster. I don't know how to do them faster. I don't.
That's not any different than anything that you've ever spent time on, but other than taking care of your family. So don't tell
like
me
I've
that
played
all
it
I
faster and looser this year than I have in the past. Quite honestly.
I know, but don't tell me that all I ever had to do
saving time.
I know, but don't tell me that all I ever had to do was I needed to have better communication skills to express my needs to you because you would have taken care of them if I was a good communicator.
I didn't say that's all you needed to do.
That's crap. There's nothing I needed to do. It's not my fault that you neglected me. It's not because I didn't communicate well enough with you. It's not because I was the one who was making the decision about you doing what you did at Pine Ridge or anywhere else. None of that's on me. And you want me to take half of the ownership for your behavior. I'm not asking you to take half the ownership for what I was doing with the kids while you weren't here. Like, I'm taking ownership for the parenting decisions that I made. I'm taking ownership for the domestic management decisions that I made.
Okay, and I'm taking ownership for the fact that I should have been there more for you. I said,
no,
I was,
you're saying that I was you know,
I just can't own.
You said
this.
Nope. You said that that we made those decisions as a team.
Well,
so
we
don't
did.
Backtrack on. So that's not okay. That's
well,
not okay that you're going to use the fact that I am your steadfast, staunch supporter, following you and loving you no matter how bad your decisions are, and then turn that around on me and say that I own 50% of the blame for what you did.
I'm not saying you own the blame for things that I
did. You
did.
We made those decisions as a team. That's what you want me to believe. That I'm just as responsible for all that time you spent at Pine Ridge. And no, that's not okay. That's not okay. Just because I'm amazingly supportive in the face of severe neglect, just because I take up the slack for you, because I love you and I want you to be happy and you claim you can't be happy working a job for a paycheck like a normal person, just because I support you no matter what, doesn't mean that I own 50% of the blame for how you chose to spend your time. That's not okay. I didn't do anything wrong. And it's not pathological for me to recognize that.
I don't agree with you. But I do agree with you that I should not have been working as much as I was, and I'm sorry.
That's not the problem, Dustin. The problem is the blame shifting. The problem is the rhetoric, the rhetorical tactics that you utilized throughout the entire process that kept me down and kept me from being able to speak freely about how your behaviors were affecting me.
Well,
and the fact that you
I don't see
that,
and I would love
the fact
to
that you don't own that now
you.
Means that you're not safe. You're not a safe person for me. You're not even close.
All right.
But I'm not looking to reconcile with you. I have no interest in working on reconciliation with you. I would be interested in reconciling with a man who has repented and gone through an extensive rehabilitation process. And that's not you.
Obviously, and I'm not going to be able to if you're not going to do any therapy.
That's not true. That's blame shifting. It's not my responsibility to subject myself
There's
to
no
what
point
you want to subject
me to. There's no point in saying this again and again. I'm not trying to subject you to anything other
yeah,
than
you
therapy.
Want me in therapy with you, and I'm saying no. I'm your victim.
I know you're
the abuser. You need extensive rehabilitation without me.
Right, I know.
And if you're wanting to get somebody in a room to help your therapist see it, because you just can't see it, then it needs to be Aaron Bell, not me.
I think that would be highly inappropriate.
I think putting me in a room with you and a therapist would be highly inappropriate because you know that I'm your target victim.
But the therapist I've spoken to has given me other advice, gotten the best advice that I know how to get, doing the best that I know how to do, and I wish that I knew a better way. That's why.
That's not true. That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
No, it's not. It's not. You've made up all these lies about Aaron, and it's only on the
basis of
those
lies. I haven't made up any lies about Aaron.
You have.
I haven't made up any lies about Aaron.
You have.
No, I haven't.
You have. You have. For you to say that he made generalizations with you and wouldn't give you examples, that's a lie. Like, you waited until months after he had, you waited until months after he had pointed out really specific things in real time as they were happening.
No, I didn't. I asked him
yes,
literally right there, and he refused to explain himself. Did it in our meetings?
No, he didn't. I mean, when something's, like, already been pointed out to you in real time.
It never was.
10 minutes later.
It never ever
true. And 10 minutes later, you
yes,
want to pretend
is.
It didn't
saying
happen.
Saying somebody's lying when they're not lying is not explaining that they're a liar. It's not an explanation.
Nobody did that. Nobody
claiming
did that.
Claiming something is
nobody
not true and it's true.
Nobody did
isn't
that.
Isn't an explanation of
nobody
lying.
Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Nobody did
constantly.
That, but I can see how effective that would be if you were to go to Honey Lake and tell somebody that happened. I can definitely see how they would.
It wouldn't be. It wouldn't be effective if there were two people there and it wasn't happening, or it was, and they could say that's definitely happening or that's definitely not happening.
It was definitely happening. I was there.
That's why you have your counseling with a counselor.
No, the counselor. Dustin, the counselor would have seen the same stuff that Aaron saw.
That would be great.
And
then we could have something
to
work on.
But you want a clean slate because you've learned from your experience. You learned that what
no,
you
Aaron.
Were doing
I
in
learned
July
that
and August
Aaron
and September
will characterize pathology without any details or facts
you're liar.
To back himself
nope,
up.
Nope, you're lying.
And
nope, you're
pressed,
lying.
He will say,
nope, that's a lie.
I'm not
that's
lying.
A lie. But if you say that to Ted, he'll believe bad things about Aaron. So that's an extraordinarily effective lie. And I'm glad that you've sharpened
wait, I have no reason to discuss Aaron Bell with a counselor if we're getting counseling from a counselor.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if we had been with a different counselor, that different counselor would have come to the same conclusions. Like, think about what you were doing in July, Dustin. Stop and go back to that moment and what you were doing.
Okay.
Think about what...
We had a debate about my relationship with Julie, and I...
No, we didn't. We didn't. It wasn't even a debate, Dustin. That was not a debate. That was not
obviously,
a debate.
It was.
You tried it. Hey. No, it was not a debate. We were not debating it. It wasn't me trying to convince you it was inappropriate and you trying to convince me it was appropriate. That's not what happened.
We did that
like,
a ton.
No, I knew. I knew and you knew. And you were gaslighting me. I knew and you knew. We both knew the same thing simultaneously. And you were trying to gaslight
yeah,
me.
I think even that is not.
And you were aware while you were doing it
accurate.
That that's what you were trying to do. Like, that's what was
that
happening. That's what was happening. And if you want to characterize to Ted that I was trying to call you out on your emotional affair and you were denying it, that's not what happened. That's not the story. That's not truthful. It's not that you didn't see it
I
and
did
we were
deny
arguing
it.
About whether.
What are you talking about?
But that's not what was really happening. What was really happening was you knew the whole time. And it was obvious that you knew the whole time. And you were just going through a whole litany of bizarre rhetorical tactics that were extraordinarily psychologically confusing to everybody who came into contact with you. And if you had had a professional, if you had had a licensed mental health professional in front of you during July and August and September, they would have seen those things. But you know that you're not going to do those things anymore. You know that if we got in front of a licensed mental health counselor right now, you wouldn't revert to how you were in July. You wouldn't revert to how you were in August. You wouldn't revert to how you were in September. You wouldn't make those arguments that you now know absolutely will not stick.
You're saying that I'm a lifelong abuser and that I abuse you constantly. You're saying I'm abusing you in this phone call. So?
I'm saying that you need...
So what difference does that make? You're saying that Julie doesn't even matter in the context of this whole thing anyway. So Julie doesn't matter.
What you were doing was pathological. That's not a normal way.
I'm not doing it anymore. Then what's the problem?
I'm saying what you're wanting to do is take the fact that somebody actually got to see your true colors, and you want a do-over. You want a clean slate. You want to eliminate the person who's got to see it firsthand, and you want to get in front of somebody who's never seen that side of you, and you want to get in front of somebody who can only hear you with the most honorable possible explanation for your behavior with Julie.
Honorable explanation for me having an emotional affair?
Oh, absolutely. You've crafted that to a T.
An honorable thing, and...
In our anniversary letter,
and
yeah,
I completely apologize.
You've worked really hard. I know you've worked really hard on making yourself look
Julie.
Amazing. I know. So now you've gotten it down. Now you finally figured out what the appropriate way was for you to be able to look as good as possible when people found out you were cheating on your wife. And now that you know, you want to get to start fresh with somebody who never got to see pathological Dustin, and you want to start fresh with someone who only gets to see from the very get-go how amazing and how graceful
this
he
is. Exactly
he's
my point.
His wife and
Aaron saw pathological
Dustin,
even though he's not capable or trained in recognizing if there's a pathology present.
He didn't.
You just said. Oh, Aaron's already seen pathological Dustin. He already knows what was going on.
But that doesn't mean that he said it was a pathology. He simply saw abuse. And it doesn't mean that he called it abuse.
He cannot characterize it or describe it. So it's a problem for me to be able to work on it. It's a problem that I wouldn't have if we were in
front of a professional therapist. Then you should take Aaron's counseling with you, because that's somebody who you need to reconcile with. And that's somebody who has seen your behavior.
I don't need to do that.
You do. Really, I'm telling you, you do.
You're telling me I do, but my therapists are telling me I shouldn't be involved in that church. So
because you lied. You lied.
No,
to
I didn't.
Ted. You lied.
I didn't
you
lie. Ted.
That you told Ted that Aaron pathologized you. That's a lie.
He did.
He didn't. He didn't.
Yes, he did, and he's
he
there's
didn't.
This up in my wife, which is ending my
he
marriage.
He didn't. Liar, 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 liar. He didn't do that. You are a liar.
Not true.
It's true. He didn't do that. You're a liar. It's true. You can make up lies that would make Ted say you need to stay away from that church. But you know what?
I didn't make up lies.
If you told me that your pastor tried to pathologize you, I would tell you to stay away from that church. But I'm not telling you to stay away from that church because I was actually there. So I know it's a lie. And
it's not a lie. You just literally, like, within 5 minutes of this, you were just saying that he saw the pathology.
He saw the behavior.
That's why.
And I didn't say he put a label on it. He saw the behavior. You're acting pathologically. It's not somebody's fault for witnessing it. That doesn't mean that they're trying to make an amateur diagnosis.
They should be able to characterize what they witnessed as abusive. If they're going to call it abusive or characterize it to someone's spouse as abusive, they should be able to characterize
it. He didn't characterize it to me as abusive, Dustin. He didn't characterize it to me as abusive. I don't know how to help you.
I don't know how to help you.
You want to make up that I'm somehow getting this stuff from your pastor because I'm your target victim, and you want to eliminate him from the equation.
I haven't tried to eliminate him from the equation. I haven't tried to separate you from Aaron Bell.
Yes, you are.
I'm telling you that based on our situation, my professional therapist says that I shouldn't be involved in that.
That you made up.
Obviously,
it's a made-up
situation.
It's a made-up situation.
It's not
a made-up
situation.
That your pastor,
it could
have
been,
it could have
been,
is a made-up
it could have been explored a little bit better with your participation.
That's not true. Do you see that this is blame shifting? I have done nothing except be abused by
you
your this whole time. I did everything
I
that I could, and every time I reached out to a therapist, you used that as evidence that there was something wrong with me. And you know that.
I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I encouraged your participation. I encouraged them to speak with you. I could not have been a better advocate.
But you know that on the back end, that was used against me.
Nobody used anything against you.
That's not true.
My characterization of you has always been
that I was brainwashed by Aaron. That my pastor told me you were
no.
Jesus, that my pastor
no.
told me that you have psychological problems.
No. No.
So Ted would deny that. Ted would deny that
yes.
the pastor had any bearing in me thinking the way I think about you
He's
right
got
now.
His own opinions, but I didn't say that.
Okay. Are you admitting that it never happened?
That what never happened?
That I wasn't told by our pastor that you have psychological problems? Are you admitting that that's true, that I was never told that by our pastor?
I was there when you guys talked about it. And you're evidently talking while I wasn't present. But I have no...
You were talking to him while I wasn't present. There's nothing, and you're making up that he told me all this stuff he didn't tell me. I mean, it's awful, Dustin. It's awful on your end for you to be asking me to believe the things that you're asking me to believe. It's awful. He didn't say that you have psychological problems in front of me. That didn't happen. And it's awful.
Is there a reason that that's significant that I don't understand anyway?
I mean, it's psychological abuse. So, yeah, that's pretty awful. It's gaslighting, so yeah,
it's
that's
psychological
pretty
abuse.
Awful.
How?
Because I was there for those meetings, and you want me to just throw away my actual experience in which he pointed you to Jesus consistently. You want me to throw away?
I never
away
said he didn't point me to Jesus consistently.
Consistently.
I never said he didn't.
Consistently. I know. So when we say you would. I know. So when we start to talk about, is this, a psychological could, and he says that what's really needed is Jesus, it's wrong for you to try to convince me that the conversation went, do you think there's something psychologically wrong with Dustin? Maybe there's something psychologically going on with Dustin. It's wrong for you to ask me to accept that happened when I was there, and I know what actually happened. That is psychological abuse. That is gaslighting, and that's a pretty big deal. It's a big deal. And you need to...
I don't know
you
how
need
to help
own
you.
The full
they
weight.
Were both there. I don't...
You need to own the full weight of how abusive that is. The full weight of how abusive that is. For you to want me to go along with a story, with you rewriting history, for Aaron to have said you had psychological problems. Like, you need to not blame shift on that. You need to not downplay that. You need to own the full weight of that.
The entire content of all of our discussions with him.
Nope. That's wrong. That's wrong for you to rewrite history that way. It didn't
happen.
Not
rewriting history.
Yeah, you are. You're asking me to accept as fact an absolute.
Every time we would meet, it was an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours of all of you guys characterizing me as lying or manipulating or all those sessions were.
Nope, you're a liar.
Never with any.
Nope, you're a liar.
Not lying.
You're a liar. He would specifically say, between now and next week, I'd like you to figure out ways that you could try to get off of work by 4:30. It was very concrete. We would have specific conversations where we described me going to your workplace and you not being willing to answer the phone because you were on the phone with Julie for 20 minutes. Specific conversations where we talked about.
With my boss and we were working.
I know, but you wouldn't flip over to find out why I was calling you 20 times in a row. There was actual substance to the conversation, is my point, Dustin. I was there. I remember I remember lots of that substance, and you want to pretend that we were sitting there with people going, Dustin, you're just a manipulator. Dustin, well, I'm not going to give you an example,
that
but for example, you lie. You just lie a lot, and all of these untruths are just, I find it very manipulative, and you need to stop that. Like, that's not what happened. We were having really specific conversations about actual, no. I was there, and for you to want me to reject the hours of actual content-focused conversations that I experienced, and that I remember with my memory that is good, and you want me to just replace that with a completely alternate set of events that I didn't experience because they didn't happen, and this alternate set of events that I'm required to accept as truth, despite knowing for certain that they're not truth because I was there, involves people making generalizations about you. And pathologizing you, and like, I can't do that because it didn't happen. And it's not fair for you to ask me to throw away the reality of what I actually experienced and actually remember because it actually happened and replace that with your story. That's not okay. That's not okay.
I don't know that I'm exactly asking you to throw away your reality, but I was also
it's not
there,
even a subjective reality. It's what actually happened. It's not a subjective perception that I have. I remember the words that were
your
spoken.
Objective perception
it's
is
real.
That any time I was accused of lying, it made sense and was with concrete examples of untruths, and it wasn't.
Well, there may be times that you didn't understand. But that's not the same as claiming that we weren't even talking about any specific example.
It would be great to understand them if we were
in
front of a real counselor or if we were recording our meeting so that it could be reviewed.
Yeah, but you understand that if we had had a real counselor, the same thing would have happened. But the great thing about a counselor is that you can just... The great thing about a counselor is when they see through you, you can just find a reason to not go to that counselor anymore. Because that's not a real person in your real life. That's just a person you go to 1 hour a week and pay in a clinical setting. You can escape from that if it's not going the way you want it to go. And the problem with Aaron is you can't escape it because he's part of real life.
There's nothing
that's
to
the
escape.
Problem.
He can't enumerate his concerns. But
I'm not
trying to escape
a
counselor.
That's not true.
I've subjected myself to substantial counseling.
Okay.
And I'm
well, then the
quitting,
person who
so.
The person who you need to go enumerate things with you is Aaron Bell, not me. Because I'm the person you're trying to gaslight.
I don't agree with that. And I do not agree with you. I don't want to gaslight you. I want you to be happy.
You want me to believe that those meetings went differently than they did. That's gaslighting. That's not okay. And your intent in doing that is getting me to believe that things happened differently than they actually happened.
I don't want you to believe things happen differently.
You do. You want me to believe.
I want us to be on the same page so that we can communicate and get along. That's what I want. I don't need to get along with Aaron Bell. He doesn't even remotely know me as well as you.
Well, that's what you need to do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. It's not up for discussion. You can make up lies about them and try to get me to question, ooh, am I remembering this wrong? Did Aaron actually say Dustin?
Really doesn't matter.
Problem?
We don't have to talk about that ever again.
I know, but the real thing
is actually does not matter.
Because I'm actually holding out a requirement that you will never, ever, ever sleep at the same address as me as long as we live. Ever. If you haven't reconciled with Aaron Bell. Because that's
sorry,
evidence
that.
For me that you're
to
not
the
a same
extent
person.
That I can.
What? And it's not
I don't know
like
how to reconcile anymore
lies about him.
I haven't
stop lying.
Lies about him.
Stop telling lies about him. That would be awesome. That would be a great start if you would stop
telling
lies,
any
about
lies about him.
Yeah, you are. You're saying that he told me you had psychological problems. So, yes, that's
there
a lie.
In our meetings. So,
so you're still a liar. You're still wanting to lie to me about him. I don't think that that's...
This is why we need therapy. Your opinion is that anything that you
It's
think
not an opinion. It's not an opinion, Dustin.
It's a fact, and anybody that has a different opinion from you is a liar.
It's not an opinion. It's not an opinion, Dustin. These are not opinions. You want to convince me that things that actually happen are just my perception. Because that's necessary for you to be able to change what I believe actually happened. It's necessary for you to get me thinking that these things are just my perception and there's no objective reality.
Everything is a perception.
That's necessary for you to get me to believe that. In order for you to be back in power and control of deciding what I believe actually occurred.
What power and control am I seeking? Like, I have no control
You're
over
seeking
anything.
To isolate? No, you're seeking to isolate whether you're abusing me and whether the way you're treating me is okay to being just between you and I.
That's not true. I want to see
and whatever,
a professional counselor.
Yeah, exactly, who you can fire at will. Like, this is not a person who would actually be able to hold you accountable. This is not a person...
I'm not trying to fire them. Hey, you can hold me accountable.
I know, but,
I'm
but that's not real accountability.
You can divorce
that's
me
not
and take
accountability.
All
if you're not
going to
have real accountability, if you're not going to have real accountability, where there are real consequences...
I have given you everything.
That's not true. That's the part of the cycle where you try to get sleeping back under my roof. But you're trying to get back sleeping under my roof without any protections for me. And a hired clinical person that we see an hour a week is not protection for me. And that's not accountability for you.
Okay. Well, a hack therapist isn't protection for anybody.
No therapist is protection for anybody, Dustin.
Exactly.
So what are you talking about? Are you calling your pastor a therapist?
No, he's calling himself a therapist by offering therapy.
No, he's not. He didn't offer you therapy. He was offering you accountability. That was accountability happening there, Dustin.
I beat this
that wasn't
out
therapy.
Of me.
It was not therapy.
That's what
it
should have been.
It wasn't intended to be therapy. He was holding you
Some
accountable.
Some of it was accountability. the parts that were inappropriate have been extremely damaging, and I'm living the manifestations of that right now in this conversation.
No, Dustin, what has damaged you is your wife leaving you. It's the manifestation of your sorrow for losing what is dear to you. God gives you depression so that you know that the situation you're in is not okay with you, so that you'll make the necessary changes to restore your family to what it needs to be. But that's because of something I did. I'm the one who filed for divorce. I'm the one who's not willing to live with you anymore. You're not living with manifestations of Aaron's inappropriate handling of
not
it.
Not true.
You're living with
it's
manifestations
not true. I don't
of
agree
the
with
fact
you.
That your wife
I'm
left
not
you.
Going to agree with you.
You are. You're living with manifestations of the fact that your wife left you.
That's true, but I
and you're
got
looking
nothing
for somebody to,
do.
To blame. I know, but you want to blame Aaron that your wife left you instead of looking in the mirror and looking at who caused your wife to leave you. You're not owning the fact.
I didn't blame Aaron for my wife leaving
at any
me.
Moment.
I blamed him for echoing back with you this idea that there's some, I don't know,
he
whatever
didn't.
It is.
He didn't. He didn't.
It's crazy for us to keep arguing about this. It just is.
You're right. You should stop.
I'm sorry I argued with you.
Great. Don't do it anymore.
All right.
Do you want to pursue learning how you've abused me and reconciling with Aaron Bell and learning how to be accountable to other people for the way you treat me?
I don't understand what you think this entire conversation or past months of activity and dedication to that has been, if you think that I'm not doing it, but
because you're on the phone telling me that you're already reconciled to Aaron Bell while you're telling me lies about him that are designed to make sure
I'm as reconciled to Aaron Bell as what has been advisable by my therapist.
But you're not recognizing
actually,
that your therapist
well beyond that.
I know. You're not recognizing that your therapist gave you that advice based on that information that you gave them.
I gave them as good information as I can.
Nope, you told them that he convinced your wife you have psychological problems. So it's a complete lie. It's complete fabrication. There's zero truth to it whatsoever, and you can't trust anything that Ted tells you about your relationship with Aaron except to understand that... Okay, so you didn't tell Ted that your pastor and your wife were convinced you had psychological problems?
I did tell him that.
Exactly. So that means that you therefore cannot trust anything that Ted tells you because what Ted tells you is going to be based on the assumption that that's what you believe, regardless of whether it's reality or not. Ted has no way of knowing if that actually Ted has no way of knowing if that actually happened. I know for sure it didn't happen.
Well, I know
Ted
for
has
sure
no
it
way
did.
Of knowing, so he's got to give you advice on the basis of what is going to work for Dustin when Dustin has this unshakable belief that his pastor convinced his wife that there's something wrong with him psychologically.
I did not say that.
What do you mean?
Your statement is false. I did not say that.
You didn't say what? I didn't just make a statement that you said something.
I didn't say that Aaron Bell, you said that I told Ted that Aaron Bell convinced my wife that I have psychological problems. I did not state that.
Does Ted believe that?
How do I know? Why do you ask me questions like that? I don't know.
Because he believes things about the situation based on what you told him.
Does he what?
Because he believes things about our situation based on information you gave him. And you've been saying a lot of things to me that are untrue.
That's my perception of it.
And there were dozens upon dozens upon dozens of abject, like, complete lies and distortions and horrific, awful things about me in the letter that your mom wrote to Nathan. And your response to that at that time was, this is actually mostly true.
Okay, well, he did not read
it. So you need to read, you need to think about the letter your mom wrote, and you need to think about how disturbed in the head anybody would have to be to say this is mostly true. Like, whatever.
A lot of elements of the letter that were true, Aaron.
Not really, no. I don't think that a sane person who experienced, like, what we've been through would be able to read that letter and say this is mostly true. Like, you can read that letter and you can say this is horrific, or you can read that letter and you could say, wow, this is way out of touch with reality, or you can read that letter and say that lady is conniving and crazy, or you can read that letter and say, wow, she's out to manipulate. Right, but you can't read that letter and say it's mostly true.
I would say over half of it was true, and probably over.
If you were in a place where you could read that and say this is mostly true, then nothing that you said within 3 weeks of that, 3 weeks before or 3 weeks after, it would be reasonable for somebody to actually listen to and make an evaluation based on what you were saying. There's no way.
That's a great example of why we need to be with a professional therapist, because I do not agree with your statement. I don't agree with your characterization of the letter.
I don't know what you're not hearing, but that's blame shifting. I'm asking you to take ownership of your actions because of the fact that I haven't done anything wrong, and I don't deserve to be blamed for the horrific behaviors that you have subjected me to. And you are consistently trying to twist it around, and it's my fault that I won't go to your counselor.
My behavior.
You're not. You're wanting to blame me for not going to a counselor with you when I've done everything within my power.
The advice of professionals,
but I've done everything in my power to get to a counselor with you, and you want to blame my counselor for being unprofessional since he's already met with me. But you've not scheduled anything.
Based on advice from many different professional parties.
But they don't know you're an abuser, Dustin.
Did you just spit in the phone?
What?
Never mind.
What?
I told them that you were alleging that I was manipulative and deceiving you and controlling you, which I think are well-recognized terms of abuse. And I told them to concentrate on finding those patterns in myself. And they said, we spot those patterns pretty easily, and we do not see them in you. And they did it with a lot of confidence. I don't know what else to say about it. I don't know how accurate it is. I don't know. I've just done the best I can. I don't know. I want you to be happy. I mean, you are not happy with me.
Yeah, but I'm giving you a way to do that.
No,
I'm being extremely specific about what needs to happen in order for me to be happy. I don't know.
I'm never going to agree with you because I'm not you.
I know, but if it was about, like, something opinion-based, like, whether it is useful in interpersonal conflict to use labels such as abuse. Like, we could have a difference of opinion about that. There could be a legitimate opinion where you say, no, that's such a loaded word. I think that it turns people off and makes it harder for them to look at the actual behaviors because you're putting a label on it. And I could say, no, I disagree. The label is very useful because it helps put, you know, a necessarily negative, you know, light on something that needs to be viewed in a very negative light. And that's helpful in feeling the full gravity of what is implied by these patterns of behavior. Like, that would be an opinion. But you're asking me to accept as fact things that didn't actually happen, that are not subjective and not related to perception and not related to opinions. Like, you're actually having to rewrite history. That's psychological abuse. Now, you could say something like, I felt very judged when I was sitting in the room with you and Aaron and Allison, and I can't argue with that because that's your feelings. And you can explore with your individual therapist why you have those feelings. But that doesn't change what the people in the room actually said. What?
Feelings are inconsequential. I'm talking about what actually happened.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you can't do that. That's not okay. You need to stop.
I can't, and you can't. I get it.
No, I'm not changing what actually happened. I'm just actually aware of what actually happened. And it's not pathological for me to be confident in my memory. And you know as well as I do the actual truth, which is that it doesn't matter if you have a personality disorder. What matters is that what you did was wrong and it needs to change. And I don't mean having an affair. I mean your entire way of communicating with me that involves being defensive, that involves resenting me, that involves telling me that I don't like you when I know that that's not the case. That involves blaming me for things, that involves minimizing your behavior, denying your behavior, blaming your behavior on me. That entire thing is a way of interfacing with me that is not really all that straightforward and honest. And I get that when you were talking to Ted, you weren't exhibiting any of those behaviors. But that was your choice. That was your choice to be a polar opposite Dustin in the room with Ted.
Living in an alternate reality, Aaron, you've just explained how our entire lives, all I am is abusive towards you.
Everything that I do is terrible. You need to see a therapist, too.
I do. But why is that hard for you to understand?
Well, that's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of any of this.
I know, but when you say to me, you need to see a therapist, too, what you're actually saying is, Aaron, you need to question your own reality. Your perception is going off. There's something pathological wrong with you.
I think your perception that you like me is pretty inexplicable.
You don't want to accept grace, that's why. You're not actually leaning into the love of Jesus and the actual implications that has to completely change your soul.
That's not true. I'm not talking about grace. I'm talking about you liking me.
Yeah. Someone who is bathing in the grace of Jesus Christ every morning, every afternoon, and every night would not struggle with that concept.
Well, I don't agree with you. I think that you love me. It's completely illogical to say that you like me. You've just enumerated every aspect of our life and your perception that it was abusive.
Yeah, but that's on the basis of how you've treated me.
Right. You do not like me.
That's not an immutable characteristic of you, Dustin.
It doesn't mean that you like me.
But it does. I mean, I do like you, but I'm saying that is an independent reality. Like, it's independent. The actions that you take toward me are going to govern the level of a relationship that I'm able to safely have with you. But my admiration of you is what causes me to desire the closest relationship that I can possibly get. And my admiration of you is what causes me to steadfastly pray to God.
Don't have admiration for me.
I do. It's what causes me to want to be with you. It's what causes me
to
want to
be with you. No, our covenant marriage causes you to want to be with me.
No. Our covenant marriage is a decision that I make.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
To prioritize what is
liking with.
No, my liking you is this strong attraction that I have to you. That I think about you in a sexual way. That I admire you, that I would prefer to spend time with you over spending time with any other man on the face of the planet. Yes,
you don't want to spend time with me.
I do. My covenant is that I'm going to prioritize what is in your best interest over anything that I personally would want for my best interest. And in my prioritization of you, I can see that giving you complete access to me, even when you're behaving in an abusive manner, is not in your best interest. That's toxic to you. That leads you in a downward spiral of becoming more and more selfish. And God doesn't desire for me to enable you to become more and more selfish. So I can desire to want to be with you in a no holds barred, no limits, no boundaries kind of way. And over time, I can recognize that that's not in your best interest. And I can make that sacrifice. But I still like you, and I still want to be with you. I still admire you. I still choose you. I still want you, and I still want more than anything for your behavior to change in a way that's safe for me. I wouldn't do anything, any of that, on the basis of a covenant marriage. there's really not a covenant. Like, there's not. You're completely trampling that.
I don't agree with that.
It's true.
What?
It's true. It's true. You're not doing your wedding vows.
Okay, and I don't know how to do them better than I'm doing.
Well, you could make a decision that you're not going to kill yourself. If we end up divorced.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because that's not being faithful to your commitment.
So we're not going to be divorced.
And what? How are you loving me and honoring me when you're not even here? I don't.
It's irrelevant.
Why?
Because we wouldn't be married. I don't really want to talk about that. I don't really want to talk about that anymore. Okay. Hello?
I don't...
And?
I would like for you at some point to come to a place where you're willing to make that commitment to me. That's not...
It's a bizarre request.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not. Okay. It's bizarre not to. It's bizarre not to. Any man on the face of this planet should be able to make that commitment to his wife.
If you divorce me, am I going to kill myself? You don't have any right to my wife if you're divorcing me.
I disagree. You know that it's emotional blackmail to say that you're going to kill
yourself. Well, I'm telling you, I don't want to... I'm not telling you that, and I'm
telling
you. So I'm saying make the commitment to not do that.
You're the one that
I'm saying
trying to back me into a corner. I'm saying
that's a reasonable.
That's a reasonable
commitment to make. It's reasonable. It's not bizarre for me to make that request.
Okay. Well, your answer is no.
Don't call me bizarre for making a completely reasonable request.
Ever going to commit to not killing myself under any conditions.
Well, that's wrong, Dustin. That's sin. That's sin. You need to take
that
to Jesus, and you need to confess it for what it is. It's sin.
I don't agree with that. It's sin. Why?
Because you're made in the image of God.
So? I'm not God.
It's not okay for you. I know, it's not okay for you to kill another person. It's not okay for you to kill any person. That's murder.
I'm not killing
a person. The reason that murder is wrong is because it doesn't rightly honor and revere the human as an image bearer of God. It doesn't respect the fact that God creates people for the purpose of bringing him glory.
I'm not interested in that.
It doesn't, I'm just saying, it doesn't rightly relate a human to God. That life is sacred and that life is valuable and that life is intended to glorify God. And that his creation is a wonderful thing and that his gift of life is something to be valued. That's why murder is wrong. And that is a form of murder. And it's sin. And it's sin for you to cling to it. And it's a sin for you to not be willing to make a commitment not to do it.
Well, I don't agree with you. And I really don't want to talk about it.
Okay. Well, I'm not bizarre for making that request. You shouldn't characterize me that way.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Completely reasonable on my end. I have 3 children with you. And I deserve the safety of knowing that if I ever need to use the courts to protect us, then my children will not be adversely affected in that way.
I don't agree with you. I don't.
That's a completely reasonable expectation. I have children with you. And
I don't want to talk about this, and I don't agree with you. I'd like to just leave it at that. I don't think that I have some obligation to be on this planet for an indeterminate amount of time.
You do, because you impregnated me.
I don't agree with you. I don't.
You
think
had intercourse. You put sperm in me. There are now children. It's an obligation.
I don't agree with you.
Well,
talking about divorcing me. No, it's not.
Yeah, I deserve to have the option of divorce to protect
you
us.
You do have the option.
I know.
You do have the option.
And that shouldn't come with, and when you do that, your kids are going to have a dad who killed himself for the rest of their life. That's not an okay result of me using the courts to protect us from you if I need to divorce you. That's not okay for it to come with that high of a price tag to your children. That's not okay.
Well, that's on me if I choose that, which I am not saying.
Right, and I'm telling you it's not okay.
Thank you for sharing your opinion with me. I don't want your decision to be based on that either. I think
no.
Ridiculous.
But you understand that, no, you understand that I'm a mother of three children. And I should never make any decision without taking into account the full extent of all the ramifications that we'll have on them.
Okay.
That's
well, if you're going to divorce me, we're not going to make our decisions together, so I can't promise I'm going to do everything that you want me to do.
No, but you should make decisions that are in the best interest of your children, not yourself.
We don't agree about what's best.
You can't just decide whatever you want is what's best for your children. You have to think about the actual cause and effect that they actually experience. Because they only have one dad. So anyways, what I was getting at is if you want to go through the actual process of learning about your abusive behavior and admitting that Aaron didn't do anything wrong in counseling you and that he's somebody that you can trust for counsel and that you're willing to have that kind of real accountability, then maybe after you go through that online coaching program, you and I can work toward eventually being able to do couples counseling. But if you're absolutely certain that even going through an online coaching program, you would not come out the other end being willing to have the beliefs that I need you to have, then we should save our time and we should save our money. And we should go ahead and divorce.
Well, I don't know what to tell you about that. If you're going to do the program, the answer is yeah.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you already know that you're going to come out the other end of the program, definitely.
How can I know that?
Because you
know.
Because if you're in, you've said it several times in this conversation that you're never going to give up your lie that Aaron convinced me that you have a psychological problem. Like, if that's really
I said that.
A decision that,
I'm
yeah.
never going to give up my lie. That makes zero sense. I did
well,
not
no,
say
you,
that.
I know. I'm the one who's characterizing it as a lie because I was there and I know it didn't actually happen. But, yeah, we have on this recording, we have you stating that you were never going to change that.
Well, so. I don't know how to do that. So I don't know if they have a magic program that changes your memory. I will do it. I will see. I'm trying everything I know can do to make this work.
Dustin, what's your best understanding of what a personality disorder is?
I don't know. I looked it up. I do not remember.
What's your, I don't know. Perception of what that means to say someone has a personality disorder.
I don't remember. I looked it up. I don't remember. Do you want me to look it up right now?
I'm just wondering what your perception is.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Is that something you identify with?
having a personality disorder? No, I know that we got the info in the Dr. Kropp report.
But it didn't give you any sense of... like, that's me, or...
I don't know, honey.
Okay, this
is... That's why I went to see a psychologist, that's why I'm still going to therapy, it's...
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, do you feel any sense of identifying in that way? Because my
they have relationship problems, which we clearly have. You're understanding what? You're saying something. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, I'm not sure. I might have been thinking of how it seems like you were going to jumping through a lot of these hoops. Like to prove that you didn't.
I'd like to prove that I do or don't.
Those kinds of problems. And I was just wondering if you were identifying with it. So you're identifying to the extent that you have relationship problems.
I think you said something about getting caught up in your work, which we have already talked about.
I mean, do you feel like you identify with that?
Yeah, I told you on this call that I was working too much. So maybe it's true. I don't know. That's why I'm going to a therapist. Not trying to get help. Not.
Do you feel the way your new therapist feels, though, about not labeling it and it's not necessarily useful?
I think he thinks just like we do. It's not that it's not useful. It's that psychiatry occurs on a spectrum, and so binning something in some defined box may or may not be helpful for understanding it, maybe. He's just saying for your therapeutic approach, you need to address the person, what makes them functional.
Yeah. I think my understanding is that in having a personality disorder, you don't see a problem with your problem behaviors necessarily.
That's why I want us to see a therapist, honey.
Yeah, but that's not what a
therapist on my own and ask them to tell me if I have any issues.
Right. But, like, do you see any discrepancy between what your psychological report said and what your therapist said?
Well, yeah, my therapist at Honey Lake did not say that I had a possibility of a personality disorder, but they also didn't run those tests.
Yeah. So I feel like that reveals some limitations in what a therapist is able to detect based on just clinical interview. Like,
I honestly, honey, I don't know. I'm just trying to throw as much at it as I can. Dad and Megan didn't say anything.
Yeah. Guess they want you to figure it all out with your new therapist, then.
Probably.
So... A majority of mental health problems, and I think all of the mental health problems that Honey Lake actually advertises that they specialize in, cause distress to the patient. You know what I mean?
Or what?
So, like, all the things that are on the list of things that Honey Lake treats, like PTSD, depression, anxiety, you know what I mean? Like, all those things. Those are things that distress the person suffering from them. So that if someone asked you about it, like, you would just... like, be able to talk about how it was causing a problem for you or is upsetting to you. You know what I mean? Well, you've had that because you have some of those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to verbalize how they negatively affect your life because they're not welcome. But all of the problems
that are associated with a personality disorder are perceived by the sufferer as being positive things. It's not something that you would complain about or say is a problem in your life, because you don't see it as a problem. You see it as a good thing. So in a clinical interview, those are not the things that you're going to bring up as being problematic. You know what I mean?
I do, but I think that your read on Honey Lake is off, and that I can tell you some of my friends got diagnosed with personality disorders, and they did not go into Honey Lake thinking that they had issues.
But was it narcissism and a borderline?
It was not narcissism. It might have been borderline. I don't know.
So there you go.
There you go. What?
You understand? Do you understand that Megan told me on the phone the most important thing for you was for you to be working? And that the last thing you want is for a person with depression to be, staying at home all day.
I can promise you she was right about that.
But have you ever stayed at home all day? I mean,
yes.
When did you stay home all day?
The first week back.
First week of what?
That I was back here.
No, you came over to my house.
Okay, I was counting that.
Huh?
I guess I was counting that.
Well, that's not staying at home all day.
You think it would have been better for me to be at home?
No. No, I'm saying Megan is putting you in a box with people with depression who have a tendency to not want to get out of bed and be productive. I know, but because you are depressive, she's putting you in a very wrong box. She's making assumptions about you based on your depression that you would
she's
have a propensity.
Right, yesterday I didn't work on taxes. I went to bed because I was suicide-y.
Yeah, but that's not the same as somebody who doesn't get up and go to work. She's thinking about people who have a tendency to not be productive, like to not go to work. To want to stay in bed.
I don't know if that's what she's thinking. I don't.
I said to her, "Oh, well, that's not a problem for Dustin." I was like, he has severe workaholism. And she was like, oh, that's good. That's so much, I'd way rather have somebody be working too much and then have to back off of it than just be at home all day, because it's so hard to get over the hump of, like, getting started doing anything if you go in that direction. Like, she had no concept that you have actual workaholism. Like,
she does.
Like, no. She has no concept of you having actual workaholism. She doesn't. Does she tell her heroin addicts, oh, good, I'm glad that you're motivated to shoot up in the morning? That's way better than not wanting to eat anything or put anything into your body. I'd rather you be shooting up so we can just back off the dosage over time than to be, like, she wouldn't do that. You don't take somebody's drug of choice and act like it's a good thing. She was clearly not having that on the radar as being a major, major problem in your life and a major contribution to major difficulties that you've had for a very long time across a wide variety of contexts that put you in the position of having the low self-esteem that made you have the relationship that you had with Julie in the first place. Yeah, but she clearly didn't get it. She clearly, and that's the problem. Like, that's the problem with something like workaholism. Like, we live in a society that glorifies being productive. And what other symptom of any of the personality disorders could you view as virtuous? You know what I'm saying? Like, it sounds virtuous. It sounds like you're a hard worker, and that's a good thing. Oh, he's a hard worker. Oh, his wife was just hurt because she felt neglected because he's such a hard worker. That's really missing it in a big way.
I'm not sure that it is. I mean,
it's missing it in a big way, Dustin. My feelings haven't been hurt by that.
Nobody's saying your feelings are hurt.
But you've actually done extreme damage to yourself. Like, that's what caused you to lose so much money on your flips. That's what caused you to miss out on your own children's childhood. What caused you to not have any recreation time? These are major, major problems.